Monday night, Yud-Elul, I think. Yud-Elul. Okay, we're talking about not so much Divrei Halacha, but Divrei Musar, or Divrei Halacha and Hilchos Tshuva, actually. Because Elul, we're supposed to try to prepare ourselves, for the whole month to do Tshuva, to work on oneself, as we spoke about. So we're going through some of the points in Shaarei Tshuva, obviously a very, very, very cursory, just touching upon it. You should hear it and maybe look further into it. So we talked about Charata and Azivas Achet and feeling bad, which is a much deeper emotion than just Charata. Tonight we'll touch upon what the Shaarei Tshuva says is Anova or Kniya, humility. And that really, as we have seen in Shaar HaKni and Chavis HaLvavis, is more vis-a-vis Hashem than other people, meaning the feeling that we're not worthy, that we don't really do what we're supposed to do, we don't really live up to as much as we could, we're not doing enough, we shouldn't take credit for what we do, and we should always push ourselves to do and to do more, and to not seek recognition and a pat on the back and a thank you from other people for what we do. It's important because this leads to chet. Self-satisfaction leads to chet. It's a sort of a spiritual vayishman yeshurun vayivot. But one should always feel that kaniya, that feeling of well, the Chavis HaLvavis really goes to an extreme and calls it like a feeling of that we're not roi, which nowadays, well, we talked about it in the Chavis HaLvavis, but by Richus. But the point is that to do tshuva and to understand, to really understand that we are far from perfect and that we have a lot to work on, you have to have this element of kniya, where you don't justify everything you do, and you don't feel smug about what you do, and you don't feel arrogant, certainly not arrogant, but you feel that you're always striving and working, and you have to do more, and you're not living up to what you should be, and then that's a necessary step in doing tshuva. Okay.